Good evening. Thank you all for coming tonight. I appreciate you being here. I hope that something I'll say tonight will be beneficial to you. It's been nice to have been with you for the last couple of days. I appreciate very much the invitation to come and be here, maybe a little earlier than what we had originally planned, but that was quite all right with me. And I appreciate the support and the encouragement that you've given me this week and over the last number of years. Owe a great deal to all of you. It's been refreshing to hear the way some of the things that you've said to me and encouraging me and reacting to some of the work that I've done. I hope that I've been able to help you in some way as we've engaged in our time together. So thank you. If you would now take your Bible out and open to Luke chapter 5. A number of years ago, someone made the observation that we don't spend enough time in our preaching talking about Jesus. And I agreed with the observation. What was meant by that was not that we don't talk about Jesus, but that we don't do a great deal of expository preaching. And that's true. And maybe we could improve upon that if that's the case. But tonight we're going to talk about Jesus and focus on an event that took place early in his work. In Luke chapter 5, the context of the chapter is that Jesus is at the beginning. He has started things. He's begun to perform miracles. At this point in time, he is famous. And the Bible uses that term. He has fame. When he began to perform miracles, doing things that defied all earthly explanation, people took note of that. And people from all surrounding countries came pouring in to Galilee, a place that had until that point in history been little known. But people were very curious and interested to hear and to see about this man named Jesus. And as that fame began to take off, as superficial as it was, it had to have been very exhausting for Jesus at the time. Every waking moment was spent around people pressing in to him. He was very much wanted. We can only begin to imagine the kind of exhaustion that must have taken upon him. He hardly ever could get even a moment for himself, by himself alone, to rest and reflect on the work he was doing. But in the midst of that popularity, he, in a very methodical way, begin selecting men who would carry on his purpose after he left this world. And that's what we find taking place in Luke chapter 5. We read beginning in verse 1, "And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, the Sea of Galilee, and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, Launch out into the deep, and let your nets down for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word I will let down the net. And when he had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished at all that were with him at the draught of the fishes that they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ship to land, they forsook all and followed him. That's quite a scene that's depicted there. And I don't think this was the only occasion in which Jesus went out into a ship and preached to the people on the shore. Quite a crowd, quite a scene that must have been. But after he had preached his message, In a very careful way, he noticed Simon and asked Simon to go out and to do some more fishing. Simon had fished all night long, and he had caught nothing. He says here that we've toiled all night and have taken nothing. But because you told us to, at your word, we'll do it again. What does Simon mean by, well, at your word, we'll do that? Well, Simon had quite an indication that there was something special about Jesus. Not just because of how he had heard him speak, but if you go back into several days before this, in chapter 4, we see that Jesus healed the mother-in-law of Peter. Peter had witnessed the miracles that Jesus was performing, and he knew that, well, Jesus wasn't just another man. If James or John had suggested, maybe we ought to go out and fish some more, I doubt Simon would have been so willing. But instead, he trusted Jesus and went out again. And something miraculous happened. They caught some fish. They caught a lot of fish as they let their nets down. So much that they needed help. They needed another ship to get all of them into the boats. And as they loaded all of these fish into their boats, the boats began to sink. They had to hurry to get to land. And they were absolutely amazed, astonished by what had happened. And it is significant, Peter's reaction to Jesus after all of this unfolds. Instead of thanking Jesus and reacting at, oh, I've never seen anything like this before, he says, leave me, for I am a sinful man. Peter began to acknowledge the difference between himself and Jesus.